Our next presentation is by Sybil Hippolyte, and her work focuses on healthcare as disparities in community organizing, and she's currently pursuing a master's degree at the Harvard School of Public Health in the Department of Society, Human Development, and Health.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is my first time using a mic, so I apologize if I get quiet. Just raise your hands if you can't hear me. So today I'm going to be talking about a program that we implemented in Cambridge and Somerville, Massachusetts, in which we were working with immigrant families to try to help them learn more about mental health and substance abuse resources and then disseminate information to their communities about those resources. This was a very informal program, and I'm going to talk with you about some strategies that we use to try to improve sustainability. And, of course, I have no disclosures to report to you guys. So the work that we did on this grant was based out of the Institute for Community Health. ICH was founded in 2000, and it is a collaborative effort between three hospital systems, the Cambridge Health Alliance, Mount Auburn Hospital, and Partners Healthcare. Much of what we do is to work in partnership with local public health departments and community-based agencies. And we really try to simulate the creation of innovative programs by using a community-based participatory research approach and also evaluation. So the work that I'm going to talk about today was supported by a grant called the Integrated Comprehensive Care for Children Grant. This is a grant that we received from the Human Resources Services Administration. We had two planning years and three implementation years, and the goal was to work across disciplinary and city borders to integrate mental health and physical health care in two neighboring cities of Cambridge and Somerville. What we found was that a lot of the time physical health care providers and mental health care providers did not speak to each other, but oftentimes they had overlapping populations that really needed assistance, so we wanted to improve communication among them. The work of the grant was overseen by a group called the Collaborative Steering Committee. I'll call them the CSC. And it included pediatricians, family health doctors, leadership at mental health and substance abuse agencies, public schools, parents, and youth as well. So Dr. Levy mentioned at length some of the things that I will talk about, so I'll just touch on these briefly. But we found that during the planning phase, we did some research, some focus groups with immigrant families, and we learned that there were a lot of barriers to accessing mental health care and substance abuse care. Some of these included language, provider cultural competence, stigma around mental health in many immigrant communities, not all, but many that we found, there was a lot of stigma around mental health. Inconvenient appointment times were a huge issue. We found that a lot of the parents that we were working with were juggling multiple jobs, and it was difficult for them to fit appointments in a 9-to-5 time frame. We also found that parents lacked a lot of information about mental health resources, so this could be a barrier to access as well. And then insurance was a huge problem, too, for some of the parents who, especially because we had a lot of immigration issues, it might have been difficult for people to actually be receiving health insurance. And also payment for mental health is also kind of a difficult issue. So the goal of the Parent Navigator Project is to increase immigrant communities' understanding of behavioral health and local resources. Early in our research, we found that parents from a variety of backgrounds could really relate and connect to each other in learning about some of these issues. So you'll notice that it's a very broad group that we were working with, many different immigrant families. So the program activities were pretty simple. All we were really able to do was train immigrant parents on behavioral and physical health issues and resources. We did a great job working with parents, and I just want to clarify, when I'm talking about parent navigators, it's really just the people who were able to attend our trainings. And we had a really great participation. We had at least 12 different ethnic groups represented. There were 7 different languages represented in our group, and the mode attendance for our trainings was 25 parents. Some of the topics that we discussed were HIPAA and boundaries, self-care and self-awareness, health insurance, the Department of Social Services, and information and resources regarding mental health and substance abuse prevention, intervention, and treatment. I also wanted to add that while this was our main program activity, an additional goal that we couldn't necessarily promote directly, but our hope was that these parents would share information with their peers. So some of the great features of our project are really around collaborative implementation that really allowed us to work across a number of boundaries and barriers that might happen in our healthcare system. So first of all, we had 2 municipal prevention coalitions that went out and recruited parents and were sort of the face of the program in our communities. The collaborative steering committee, as I mentioned earlier, included a broad range of healthcare providers, and we were very fortunate to have them come in and provide the trainings. And this was really great because the providers would give the trainings to the parents at the clinical sites where they worked. And this was a great way to get them involved. Also, the Institute for Community Health, our role was to facilitate this multidisciplinary 2-city collaboration. We were really in the background and just tried to make sure that everyone who needed to communicate with each other was doing so and making sure that the trains were running on time. But really, the bulk of the actual footwork was done by our partners. So I'm going to talk with you today about 3 strategies that we use to try to sustain this project and be able to support the parent navigators. One was participatory planning with our prevention coalitions. The next is community partnerships to provide the trainings. And the last is program evaluation to document the importance of our program. For each of these, I'll talk a little bit about how it strengthened the program, addressed challenges, and any lessons we learned. So the first thing I want to talk with you about was participatory planning. So as I mentioned, the Institute for Community Health was the lead agency on this grant, and we worked with a variety of partners to get the work done. And while the Institute for Community Health is a wonderful place to do research and planning work, we are not the greatest place to actually implement the project. So the prevention coalitions are really a great asset for us. We had a really great mechanism for communication with the prevention coalitions. We had quarterly meetings and also did a lot of phone and email conversing. So the value this added to the program was that we were able to combine the skills from both the Institute and the prevention coalitions. As I mentioned, ICH had great research and facilitation skills, and the prevention coalitions had a broad range of community relationships that we could draw on to recruit parents from our cities. And as for sustainability, this helped us develop the prevention coalition's capacity to sustain the project beyond grant funding. As I mentioned earlier, this grant is a 3-year, has 3 years for implementation, and we wanted to be sure that the prevention coalitions could sustain this work once the grant was over. Lessons learned. This was a very interesting part of the project. The greatest lesson we learned was that it's very important at the beginning of a collaborative project to identify each organization's strategic interests. You have to think about how does this project really benefit each organization so that you can be sure that everyone will be sure to contribute the resources that are needed to make this project work. Also, we found it's also important to ask how the program activities can be integrated into existing goals, existing initiatives, and existing strengths of the organizations that you're working with, so as not to pile on extra work that might be difficult to accomplish. We also learned that it was very important to invest in a coordinator role, to have someone who could be the face of the program and go out into communities and do outreach. Community partnerships. So when I mention this, I'm referring specifically to the pediatricians and the family health doctors that were able to, and the mental health and substance abuse providers that were able to give the trainings. This was great, like I said, because we were able to give parents a perspective on different sites in our cities. Value that this added to the program was we were able to have a great multidisciplinary range of topics discussed directly with the parent navigators by experts in the field. And this was also really important to us for sustainability because providers, when they, I think this is a very unique opportunity for them to be faced with a group of, a very diverse group of immigrant parents who are really activated in the community. And it was great for them to be able to learn from the parents and also to meet them and think a little bit creatively about how these parents could really be used to share information in the community. Some lessons we learned was that this was a somewhat challenging audience for providers, and I think this would be difficult for anybody. We had a very broad range of parents in our group. All parents were bilingual, so they all spoke English to some degree, but some parents would have a high level of education in their home countries, others would not. Some were very familiar with mental health and behavioral health resources, others were not, so it was a very difficult audience to speak with. The other thing that is important to think about is who is going to best connect with the parents. We all know that some people are people and other people are not, so just if you're working with, if you're trying to find someone to train the parents, it's really important to think about who is really going to be interested in learning from the parents and who is going to be able to connect with them. Our last strategy was program evaluation. We collected an attendance log from each of the parents, and this covered cultural background, gender, and contact information for the parents. We also had a very brief post-training mini-evaluation for the parents that captured whether they thought the training was interesting and useful, one lesson they learned, or one thing they learned, one thing they liked most, and one thing they would change. And we also had a parent contact log that attempted to track how the parents were talking to other parents and sharing the information. Because we were working with, because this program was really on a volunteer basis, and the parents only received compensation for showing up to the trainings, they received a $25 gift certificate and a meal, it was difficult to, you know, collect a lot of the evaluation information that we couldn't collect on site at our trainings. So the evaluation was extremely important to us. I think this was the greatest part of our program. The evaluation really helped us understand the parent navigator needs, and we worked very hard to implement the recommendations that we got from them as soon as possible. So they told us that they wanted to hear from experts, so we brought them experts. They wanted interactive trainings, so we tried to tailor the program in that way. They were really interested in community building, so we learned that we couldn't spend all of the time having an expert talk at them, but really give them time to interact with each other and connect with each other across these national, ethnic, and linguistic barriers. We also found that they were interested in multimedia presentations, so we did that. And they wanted to understand a little bit more about the parent navigator role through doing case studies and role playing. Also, I thought this was really great because it helped us document our successes. We could tell, you know, I was able to tell you guys how many immigrant groups we represented and also learn more about how the information was being used. So this is very important for us because if we want to explain the need and the importance of this program, we had facts to back everything up. So I think this is clear to all of you guys that this was very important. And a lesson we learned was that leadership development is needed. I think that when we started this project, we were hoping that by giving knowledge to people, we would automatically empower them. But that was not the case. You can't just give someone information and hope that they will take it and run with it. You have to explain to people, you know, how am I supposed to share this information? Where am I supposed to go to talk to people? What is my role? So I think that leadership development is a really key piece of this that we need to work on. So for future directions, we're thinking that we would like to integrate this program into an existing behavioral health service organization, and we think that this will be a great place to support our parents. Based on what we've just discussed, I think that we're well positioned to lobby for this goal because we can show that there's a demand in immigrant communities for increased information, and we also have a very powerful coalition of physical and behavioral health providers that can attest to the need for parent navigators. And with that, my time is up. Perfect time.
Perfect. Very nice.
That was well done. Perfect timing.
So our next